from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 2nd, 10 stories, one trial, three reviews, six takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Motherhood Until Yesterday, is breastfeeding intuitive? The paper is an ethnographic survey of Himba mothers in northern Namibia, so the evidence comes from direct observation and self-report rather than a controlled trial. 91% said breastfeeding feels instinctual, yet 86% agreed they still need to learn how to do it properly. Himba women usually return to their birth camp for weeks or months after delivery, where their own mothers live with them and provide round-the-clock help, teaching latch, positioning, how to handle clogged ducts, and taking over chores so the new mum can focus on feeding. First-time mothers report the most difficulty. Experienced mothers describe it as easy. The pattern suggests that while the drive to feed is natural, the technique is learned through close, hands-on support. The takeaway is simple. Breastfeeding isn't a solo instinct you just turn on. It's a skill that benefits from a knowledgeable, supportive caregiver right alongside you. Next, second, from the examined family. Sunday 5. So I've been thinking about the importance of regular check-ins with close friends. A recent study on social connections found that people who had a strong support system tended to have lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and higher levels of oxytocin, often referred to as the cuddle hormone. This suggests that nurturing those relationships can have a positive impact on both physical and mental health. It's worth noting that the study was observational, meaning it didn't directly cause the participants to have more friends, but rather observed the effects of existing social connections. However, the findings do support the idea that investing time and energy in friendships can have long-term benefits. In terms of practical applications, researchers recommend scheduling regular check-ins with friends, whether it's a weekly phone call, a monthly coffee date, or an annual in-person visit. This can help maintain emotional intimacy and provide a sense of security and support. It's also worth mentioning that the benefits of social connections aren't limited to close friends. Even casual acquaintances and community involvement can have a positive impact on mental health and well-being. Overall, prioritising relationships and social connections can have a significant impact on both physical and mental health. Up next. Third, from Mom Brain. What to wear this week? Here are five simple outfit combos to try this week. Pull-on trousers paired with cute summery tops and later with fall outfits make for a versatile choice. A tonal look featuring a lace cami, linen shorts and a sweater is perfect for embracing the feeling of fall, even on a warm day. Button-down shirts paired with silk shorts create effortlessly chic mom style, suitable for a day out at the playground. An eyelet top with linen pants is a great combination for work and beyond, and can be elevated with cute accessories. Fun shorts paired with metallic details make for a cute and comfortable outfit, perfect for the weekend. And then, fourth, from Emily Lay, Sunday Scroll, Jogtrefifty. Hey, happy Sunday! The writer is gearing up for the new school year. Brady's heading into 10th grade and the kids are moving up to 6th, so the routine is about to shift. They're also sharing a buy-for-life mindset, encouraging us to spend a bit more on quality pieces that last. And they've listed a few favourites. A comfy bra, a short-sleeve cashmere sweater they wear weekly, a puff-sleeve polo, a ninja slushy machine, great for kids, and a universally flattering dress. They also recommend Ashley Brooks' Instagram and Substack for honest takes on motherhood and productivity. And they've dug into the science behind why things go viral, which might interest anyone who loves social media strategy. There's a reflective piece on what your 40s teach you that your 20s and 30s don't, plus a note about a favourite summer purchase now on sale for under $200. On the practical side, they share a guide for supporting friends through divorce, and they stress teaching kids financial literacy, citing a survey where most high schoolers feel unprepared to budget or manage accounts. Finally, they mention the upcoming family meeting where they'll set chores, allowances, screen time, and bedtime rules, with templates to help other families. All in all, it's a mix of personal updates, thoughtful product picks, and useful advice for navigating family life and money. Next, fifth, from Healthy Mom Club. Back to school kid lunches. So it's that time of year again. Back to school season is here. I know some families are probably feeling a bit more relaxed after the summer break, but now it's time to get back into a routine. When it comes to packing lunches, it can be tough to come up with new ideas that kids will actually eat. One idea is to make a simple toddler-friendly sandwich, which is a great option for little ones. Another idea is to put a fun twist on a classic bagel, which can make lunchtime a bit more exciting. If you're looking for more ideas, there are resources available that can help. For example, a monthly meal plan can provide you with 31 days worth of family-friendly dinner ideas, as well as some tips on meal prep and using leftovers. These types of plans can be really helpful for families who are trying to get back into a routine and want to make sure they're eating healthy, home-cooked meals. They often include a variety of recipes and ideas, so you can mix and match to find what works best for your family. Overall, getting back into a school routine can be challenging, but with a little planning and creativity, you can make lunchtime a bit easier and more enjoyable for your kids. Up next, sixth, from Brian and Em. I asked my friend, a psychotherapist, about men and therapy, part two. Trinity starts a couples session by asking each partner why they think they're there, which usually reveals two very different stories. By hearing both perspectives, she can map out how each person experiences the relationship, rather than working from a single narrative. In a recent session with a client and her fiancé, the conversation drifted from step-parenting to money, and the couple realised they carried opposite emotional baggage around finances from their childhoods. That discovery opened a door to deeper patterns, how his upbringing shaped his parenting style, and how she responded to his communication. Trinity's role is to keep the space safe and neutral, treating the dialogue like a genuine conversation. When tension surfaces, she pauses and asks what's underneath the anger, rather than labelling the behaviour. This invites the partner, often a man, to explore feelings that might be hidden, such as hurt, pressure, or expectations. After uncovering those underlying dynamics, she moves to the next phase, helping the pair practice new ways of interacting. She frames this work around the three A's, a simple structure for building healthier habits together. That's the read, small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyfollow.com. It only takes a few seconds.